time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I Spotify my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey, we about to go viral.
What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal? We back live and direct. Y'all already know what it is by now. We got a full house tonight, as usual. You already know we got Kali the One, not the Two, Mr. Lightskin himself. We got Messiah the Great here to lead the way. And we got a returning guest in the house. We got somebody y'all ain't seen
welcome
in
home,
a minute.
Sure. Yeah, welcome home.
Your show, the round of
show
applause.
Back in the house, man.
What's the deal, man? Show, long time no see, man. What's the word, man?
Man, life been life, but nigga, I'm back like a rebound, bro.
Man, good to see you. Good to see you, bro. I'm fresh off this workout as usual. As y'all can see, this is the thing. I'm a bust down, and I'm going to come motivate y'all. But, man, them natural deodorants, man, we got to talk about that.
I don't fuck with that. He too much on his health shit. I'm still using degree and all that. I ain't doing all. I don't give a fuck. It's too much shit today that they doing now. I'm back on my burpee game, cuz. So niggas is going to be a problem. I'm going to keep it tucked, and I'm going to show y'all in a few months. What do that fucking shit do?
Now, when I do the edits, I got to find the pitch.
Oh, to hear
it? Yeah, because last time I forgot to do it, and I was searching for hours trying to sync the voice to the video. So
deodorant get me, it get me, man. If that's what get me, that's what get me.
Nah, bro, because ever since I discovered that Yucca app, whatever it's called.
Hey, nigga, everything under
my nigga, it make you not want to fuck with nothing.
That's why I can't even look at that shit.
That has ruined shopping for me. So I'll be in the deodorant aisle, scanning deodorant, trying to see what's good. I'm going to tell you one that do work for anybody out there that wants to use one. The Sasquatch shit, it worked. As long as it ain't like 90 degrees or higher outside.
This nigga you got exceptions.
He said 90 degrees.
If it's 90 and up, you're going to have to be reapplying. But it'll last through a workout. It passed the workout test. I tried the Everyman Jack. That shit had me sweating like a snitch in a gangster party. Well, it used to be a snitch in a gangster party. Now snitches getting famous and they getting bags, they getting deals, they getting, man, it's crazy out here. The world done flipped upside down.
Yeah, man, you got to have it shaking like a dice game.
Man, for
hey, man, this was something I didn't want to talk about, but as I'm maturing and elevating in the podcast game, sometimes it ain't about you, sometimes it's about your viewers. We got to talk about this.
Hold on, girl. We might not want to talk about it.
Shannon Sharp.
Hey,
hold on, man. We got to talk about Unk, man. I'm not going to go into super detail with the video footage and the audio footage, but I'm pretty sure everybody knows what's going on by now. Shannon Sharp has accidentally went live, and he was supposedly knocking a female down. You know, they were supposedly having some type of intercourse going on. And the consensus was it was a publicity stunt. So do y'all think it was a publicity stunt? Because you know there have been rumors going around saying that, hey, Shannon a little zesty. His show is called Shay Shay. He has a homosexual assistant that he takes courtside.
Oh, that's the nigga that he be at the games with?
Hey, where he go, and he jumped out the truck with the purse looking kind of zesty, with the hip kind of bent up. Out of you feel me? So they saying he got tired of the rumors, and he was like, you know what? I'm going to prove I ain't gay. And that's how that whole audio came about. What y'all think about that?
Man, I don't know, bro. I think he could just be an old nigga and just... But I don't know how you could go live on accident. So it's a publicity stunt. It got him something, I guess. I mean, I don't know what. I seen he got a some porn site or something like that reached out to him for a $100,000 deal, but that ain't shit to him. So, I mean, he didn't really. I don't know what he gained from it. I don't know what he gained from it if it is a publicity stunt.
What he gained was he let them fucking rumors and shit, whatever it is, get to him. Yeah. So by him letting it get to him, he like, I have to prove it. But you really didn't have nothing to prove if you know you ain't gay.
Yeah.
But on top of that, start showing up with more females around, nigga. Stop being around whoever you choosing to fuck with. People not seeing you ever, nigga, since your football career dealing with women. So I don't think it is what it is. I don't know why Cud had to feel like he needed to do that. anyway, because people still gonna look at it like, oh, it's just a cover up. You know what I'm saying?
The download shit.
Yeah, exactly.
This nigga close to a senior citizen still being peer pressured, homie. What the fuck is going on, bro?
So y'all believe it was a publicity stunt?
Hell yeah, nigga. How do you accidentally go live, my nigga?
Yeah, that was my thing. Like, I got the phone in my hand and I'm on the gram, like, you know when you go live.
It's a countdown.
Do you want to go live? 3, 2, 1. And it was, I didn't really listen to it because I clicked it and then I'm like, well, what's going on? Because he was trending on Twitter, but I didn't know why. So once I listened, I'm like, man, I'm turning shit. I don't want to hear this shit. But for y'all who really listened to however many minutes it was, y'all sick as fuck. Like, it was a lot of grown men like, man, my Michelle and this and that. Like, y'all,
but a lot of
the audio replay back.
A lot of that shit, most of the world, they probably looking at it like porn or whatever the case is. Or they want to see if it was really cuz.
Nah, I mean, once you confirm it's cuz,
yeah,
like, all right,
that, like, why
anything
you
after
up,
that,
like,
it's like, yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Nah, facts.
You
listen that's
to
facts.
Up, you feel me? Do the dirty,
anything
that's
after
crazy,
that, cuz, you got something sick going on upstairs. To the females, that's different. They females. But it was more niggas in the comments than women. I'm like, wait a minute. What's up with you niggas, cuz? What is y'all on? But to Shannon, I seen he came back at Cameron, because Cameron came to the same conclusion saying it was a publicity stunt. And I guess he fired back. I ain't even listened to it. But, bro, if any time you have to prove you're not gay, that's gay in itself. Facts. And it's only going to make it worse. Here's my motto. You ain't made it until you got hit with the gay rumors. It's two things that's going to let you know you made it. You got the fake death report. Oh, such and such just died, even though you really didn't die.
Nah, look.
Or such and such is gay.
Nah.
When you know you fucking made it.
When you sold your soul, or you Illuminati.
Yeah, I was going to say, you get too famous. Like,
but once you get to that point, you get a certain bag, they saying you did all that. But what cuz should have just did, because if that was me, and if it possibly happened, accidentally went live or insane, I probably would have gotten the camera like, nigga, my bad. Like, and then like, here, cut that shit off. Like, instead of acting like, oh, put it's hacked, and then now I come out saying it ain't hacked, you should have just stuck with it being hacked.
That
probably would have looked it better. But I would have got on the camera like, shit, it happens.
Y'all know
like,
what we doing?
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot about the hack thing. Y'all ran that I'm hacked into the ground.
Come
That's
on,
over
man,
with.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, the last I'm hacked that ruined it for everybody was Offset. When he got caught cheating, and in his defense, to defend himself, he jumped on Twitter and just put balls in my face, balls in my face. that was the most dumbass
nigga
shit.
Desperate.
Then he come back like, shit, I'm hacked. What would he say? I'm gay, balls on my face. Like, nigga, come on, cuz. Your bitch know what you
you
doing.
You might as well just accept that.
Just
call,
accept
take
that, bro. Offset ruined that for y'all. Y'all got to stop saying I'm hacked, cuz. Just
he
own up to that shit.
That.
It wasn't even that deep to even be doing all that.
But let me ask you,
for
you
them
think
it
he
is
said
in that,
that
moment,
think he said, you think he said he got hacked because, you know, Paul Pierce got fired from ESPN? Remember, he was
they
the
said,
the
he smoking. Said, he said he never said it. He said his team put it out there.
Yeah.
So but that's what made him come out and say, nah, that was me. Like, my team put that message out there, whatever the case was. So
he was for sure nervous, though, because they did fire Paul Pierce, you know, for what he did. The thing
but
is,
we know what Pierce was doing, Kev. Pierce was smoking blunts, had the bitches.
Sure,
he was going crazy.
We was talking about it earlier. Like,
but he was just
living
his life.
We heard Shannon. We didn't see nothing. Something. So
and there was never no
different.
Accusation about Paul Pierce being gay. You know what I'm saying? That was just him really living his life. I feel like all of a sudden the gay rumors come out and all of a sudden now.
I mean, the only reason why he didn't get in trouble, let's keep it 100, is because he is one of the biggest things right now on ESPN. And they know without him, they're going to drop numbers. And they know by himself, he could do whatever he wanted to do anyway.
But this is the difference, though,
bro. They can't really do nothing with him.
Pierce was in the camera partaking in these activities. It was no accidentally went live with the phone facing ceiling. This nigga just left ESPN studio, still probably had the ESPN tag on his shirt.
And
he pulled the blood out the ashtray.
But
he double tapping on the stripper ass.
This is why.
Like, come on, bro. You're representing ESPN.
I don't care, though, Kev. This is why I don't like when they do certain jobs like this, because now my regular life, I have to adjust it to how y'all want me to fucking live. Like, yeah, I'm proper. I'm here when I come to work. But when I'm on vacation, I'm going to live how I want to fucking live. And weed ain't illegal. So on top
live
of that,
how you want to live, but keep it off the internet because
you're
representing my company.
I understand
too. So if you don't want to change your regular life or none of that, nigga, don't come work here. Because you know working here, you got to adjust because you're representing the brand everywhere you go. Nice. That's sponsorships. That's big money involved. That see you acting like a nigga in the hood, and they like, hold on, what the fuck? Like, this what we sponsoring? This shit over with.
What about the NDAs, too? If you know you got it like that, bro, have all them women sign the NDAs. Like, you like strippers and shit like that, man, listen, y'all gonna come in, we gonna have an intake and fun. signed his NDA, and then we know no.
But they, but
John
they,
he
but
to Pierce, sign his own
but
NDA.
Pierce didn't even get a chance. He, they got rid of him immediately. He didn't get suspended. He didn't get
but
shit.
He know
they don't give a fuck. His NBA players out pulling out ratchets on camera.
He not
nigga.
Than, he
these
not,
niggas
he
ain't
not bigger than Shannon Sharp. That's why
I don't care. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that at least have some type of, let him get some type of get back. Don't just get ridiculed. Like, they just felt like he, his personality wasn't enough. Like, where we gonna miss you?
And how many years ago was this? Like, 20 what? Like,
it was a few years. It was like a couple years ago.
You gotta think but about
I
it.
I think this was like COVID era.
Yeah, I think
damn,
so.
Okay. Cause see, I feel like even then, the way social media influencers are now, it's a little bit more relaxed now, even from the last 4 or 5 years. I believe so.
Yeah, but yeah. But the difference is, like you said, Shannon is bigger than Pierce on social media. He's bringing in a lot of money, even on his own platform. He's bringing in a lot of views. He's bringing in a lot of sponsors. It's big money. Pierce wasn't bringing in none of that. And you acting a damn fool like this? Like, nigga, you're not bigger than the program, bro. Get up out of here. Now, it's some rumors that some sponsors are talking about. They don't know if they want to continue working with Shannon. And it is rumors floating around that he had the biggest interview of his career coming up, the biggest guest ever, and now the guest is rethinking coming on. So it is rumored to have some type of effect on him. And we still don't know what ESPN is.
You know,
do.
Y'all know what's more crazy? It's crazy that a man can do stuff that men are supposed to do, but you can go against your whole nature, do stuff with other men, and they can post all this shit out in the open, but you can't do nothing to represent a brand normal how you're supposed to. Like, that's the red flag. They don't stop it when it comes to the, can we
you
still say that? Yeah,
bro.
Can I? No, I'm saying, but yeah, the agenda they pushing,
yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, you already know why that.
That shit, that shit wicked.
I'm going to just say this, man. That those letters, man, those some powerful people. So, you know, now a lot of things that was accepted for us is no longer considered or cool or deemed as respectful. You know what I'm saying? We got to be all inclusive. You know,
yeah,
gotta,
you being normal is not normal.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Got to
being.
You got to be on the other
we
side.
We got to be all inclusive. You know, we got to include everyone. We can't just be up here, oh, yeah, we want this, this, and that. And everybody got to be, you know, maybe he was having sex with a man, it would have been way better.
That's what I'm saying. They wouldn't have cared about that shit.
Yeah, they wouldn't care. They would
have
been.
They wouldn't have been able to because it would have had the homophobic thing on it. So I feel like in that sense, that's why they can't.
Being gay would have made him more money. Shit,
I'm saying that I'm saying that if they were to fire him right after that, that would be considered homophobic.
Yeah,
he could probably win a big case from that. You get what I'm saying? That's almost like discrimination.
Yeah, it is. Discrimination.
Some shit like that. What up?
It's always niggas showing up late.
I gotta get
up
out of here anyway right now. I'm about to leave.
Yeah.
I gotta go. I got some shit to do with my girl.
I'm early for a nigga. I don't night. Never came.
Cut popped up for 10 minutes.
I'm going to
take
karaoke tonight.
You about to
take
your
seat.
Take
the seat right here. Take the seat right here.
What seat right
here? I'm about to leave right now.
We got the Grand Exchange.
I know you about to leave.
Yeah, we finna do a swap out.
What you drinking? Horchata?
Oh, bro.
Hey, you getting your 50 in today?
Finna bust down.
50 push-ups?
Yeah, for sure.
Man, when you come to try karaoke, 50. Fuck that roof type shit, nigga.
Karaoke.
Hey, look, he came for a little 10-minute little review.
Man,
a little preview.
A little quick clip.
Yeah, you know.
Long, nigga.
He just won his cameo.
He got here at 6, though. I'll give him that.
Hey, come on, cut. Walk the other way in the camera or something. The audience don't want to see that, man. Ruckus in the building. Oh,
the
hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Let me let you out.
He tried to sick the dog on me.
She
gonna. What's up, young man? Where you been at? This guy been working hard.
How you feel about all that Shannon Sharp shit?
Is Shannon gay?
Is this on?
Yeah, your shit on.
Yeah, this ain't got the towel.
Well, I knew it was gonna be a little warm in here.
Ain't nothing wrong. Yeah, you might as well keep that towel in your hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nah, that's cool.
Better than sweating bullets.
At least it's clean. You know what I'm saying? I saw you at the gym with a dirty towel.
What do you mean? We still talking. What the fuck is you talking about? We already told him. Cuz just want to come here and make it seem like we waiting on him. This nigga
hey, cool,
wild, man.
We just actually
waiting on me.
Hey,
no, I'm talking about
your 2 cents so we can move on, cuz. What you think about the whole Shannon Sharp debacle?
Test it. Yeah.
Golly, what the heck? We're not going to spend too much time on Shannon, cuz.
God damn.
Hey.
And they're going to let you get comfortable, huh?
Right.
You just got
yeah.
Big.
Yeah.
He big in this month.
It's cool. I'm just happy that Unk ain't gay. That's what we all thought.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, you know, if you get it in on a daily basis like me, I feel broke. But it's like when you dress and act like Shannon Sharp,
it's either one or two ways you can go. You extremely masculine and beating shit down every day, or you're playing for the other team. So honestly, I heard a couple moans from the chick, so bro was getting it in a little bit. And it was no way that that was an accident. Bro didn't heard the gay rumors and shit. Yeah. He hang around the stylist, you feel me? And the stylist is real, real fruity. Bro had to let everybody know, don't play with him. He gets it in. Then on top of that, bro had a double hip replacement. So some of y'all niggas need to be ashamed of yourself, because a nigga with two fake hips, old and erectile dysfunction, is getting it in more than y'all. Like,
I don't know nothing about it.
I mean, bro is like the advocate for all the ED products, nigga. Like, he's dealing with some shit, clearly, because whatever, but there's no excuse at this point. Like,
hey, he might get a honey pack endorsement after this, man.
Hey, bro,
endorsement.
What if she was going nuts? What if Cut was just eating a box the whole time?
Man, listen,
so I don't know. That's why I said publicity stuff.
Because
you all done overheard. Either your parents getting busy.
Their finger bang the whole time.
You done overheard your homie in the other room with the flip getting busy. You know how it sounds. Like, hold on. This sound a little HBO Max-ish. It's a little sexist.
Bro, like.
I fuck with Shannon, though. Like you said, man, we glad cuz not on the other side, man. That's
every
it.
Time but I wouldn't care.
This don't mean.
You're right. I don't care either. Yeah.
Hold on, because I care. This don't mean that you're not on the other side.
You right.
Nor do we care if he is. My only thing was to not let the audience, the viewers, complete strangers, trigger you that much that you go out of your way to risk something as big as having your own platform on ESPN just to prove something to a bunch of nobodies that's probably not even getting pussy themselves.
But he has a perfect alibi. It was an accident. Shit happens. And he's in a field where there's mostly men consuming it. So it's not like kids watching it.
I ain't gonna lie. If he didn't do what he did, that shit wasn't gonna stop.
It was still not gonna stop.
It's gonna slow it up. Now you got another point view.
But
like,
a lot of gay boys and have sex with women before they even made that switch.
That's what I mean. That don't mean
nothing. It don't mean nothing.
Say is he on the down low.
Yeah. Hey, you can't even.
Curl trying to bandage it up, man.
You can't even try, bro. At this point, I mean, honestly, how you talking? Like you said, what if he was just eating it? Bro was talking. How you talking with your mouth full? Like,
you ain't never.
Man, calm down, man.
You ain't never talked to her. See, this is how I know you don't be getting busy like you say you do.
What you talking about?
You gotta talk her through it. You feel me? You gotta talk him through it while you're doing it.
I get that, but the way bro was talking though, he was talking like he was in her face. You know what I'm saying? He was like,
"Nah, I get what you." I didn't listen to the whole audio, so I don't know.
If you eating, you gonna be like, "You like that? You know that feel good, huh? You know that type of shit." But if you in her face, you're like, "Yeah, you like the daddy." Like, you can visualize it.
Man.
Did y'all watch the games this weekend?
College.
I watched them.
NFL.
All of them. Yep.
Okay, so Tua, the Dolphins quarterback,
got spanked.
Yet another concussion.
Oh,
so mind you, with all the head trauma and all the concussion protocol, CTE protocol he'd been through, this man chose to go head first into Hamlin.
Yeah, that's the dude who had the heart attack.
The dude who dropped on the field with the heart attack.
On the field. That's crazy. Yeah.
COVID related or something like that. They were saying, well, allegedly. So he goes head first into him, knocks out again unconscious. His arms kind of twisted up. He's carted off the field. Now they're saying, dude might got to retire. If the NFL forces him into retirement, he's guaranteed $124 million. So, two-part question. Do you think the NFL is going to force him to retire, or they're going to clear him so they don't got to pay bro that guaranteed bread and make him make the decision to retire on his own? And if they do clear him, do you think he should retire on his own?
I would just clear me, cuz if I'm a real football player, concussions come with, that's part of the game. It come with that shit. If nigga ain't dead yet, then keep going. People going to look at it crazy. Or you need to worry about your health. You worry about your family, worry about everything else. He's living his purpose. Now, I think he should have the choice to choose to keep playing or not.
I mean, concussions happen. If it was a college player, I would see like, okay, it's time to stop. Bro's a professional football player, just signed a humongous contract. I mean, at the end of the day, what does bro have to lose? I mean, it's not like he's going to get out there and die, I don't think. I don't think you die from a concussion. But ultimately, like, I think there should be a deal worked out. Maybe he could agree to a lesser amount guaranteed. just to get the guy off the field. Because, bro, like Hawaiian or Samoan, them niggas don't quit, bro. Look at Junior Seau. Bro was, like, going crazy.
Is he a half and half? Is he, like, Samoan and black or something like that?
I don't know.
Because he kind of small to be on the small side. He's
got to be tonguing or something.
I knew some small Samoans, though. It's rare, but I didn't mess
him. Yeah, them island dudes, they not that. I mean, a lot of them coming from nothing. They ain't about to give up no bread.
He's very undersized, unfortunately. He's not gonna retire, bro. But it's a gladiator sport. And on top of that, too, it's so many people that want to be in his position that he's replaceable. Like, every year, the NCAA is turning out new talent. So, not like that. Even if he want to retire, bro, somebody gonna take his spot regardless, concussed or not, bro. Somebody's gonna be there.
So a lot of people think they do because concussions can fuck you up. They can cause brain damage. They can cause a lot of things, especially later on in life.
See,
but
me, I think bro should retire. I'm not going to cap. The severity of this CTE stuff that we didn't really know about back then because it was going under the rug. Troy Aikman got a concussion every game. But, bro, this could lead to lifelong damage. You're talking nerve damage, speech impediment. You're talking mobility. I mean, bro could go out there and get turned into a vegetable.
So you're
working on your purpose. Yeah, but you reached it. You reached the pinnacle. You made it. You know you was good enough. Yeah, your career might have got cut short, but I mean, wouldn't you want to walk away with $124 million guaranteed?
I don't believe he believed it.
Hold on. That is generational wealth. You can build. I mean, your family's never going broke with that. If you invest right, you spend your money right, you track your money right, you're good forever. That's not even counting the money he's already been paid. But I'm looking at other players who've got concussions, I've never seen nobody arms like go the way his arm went. Like,
cause we see.
Me? I never seen.
We see UFC fighters get knocked out with concussions every fucking day. You know what I mean? Go stiff.
Yeah,
these men is different.
These arms go stiff.
Man, these niggas
be
done.
This the difference, bro. UFC fighters are fighting check to check. I'm pretty sure if UFC fighters were to be able to get $124 million after one fight, they'd be gone. Point proven. Your boy fought Mayweather, and he been gone ever since.
Who? But how many fights?
No, McGregor. He got a fight there.
But how many? That's after he already accomplished everything in the UFC.
Yeah,
this wasn't like he waited. He damn near had four belts before he fought Mayweather.
Yeah, he was doing that for money.
I'm just saying though. But he fought for the sport. He fought long enough. He should have retired after that.
So you want to walk away with your health
and
end up like Ali?
Listen, this is what I'm saying. We watched. I was gonna bring up that same damn point. We watch boxers, they get concussed probably damn near every fight. Let them take a couple hits. Nobody's like, he should retire until the guy's showing signs that, you know, he's punchy, he can't talk straight. Tua, whatever, was just on, was it Hard Knocks? They just had one. Our quarterback, it's on Netflix. Bro seems to have all his faculties about him. He's talking clear, he's moving clear. And also when you talk about a concussion, there's different degrees of concussion.
Yeah.
I think the optics of it, it's scaring people, but you don't know if bro could have like a pinched nerve in his neck, whatever, that make him freeze up like that, just like when you get hit. But at the end of the day, it's his choice. Would I quit? No, I'm going to get as much money as I possibly can and try to make smarter decisions. Because in the NFL, there are ways to protect the quarterback. They're putting all this stuff in. He made a dumbass decision that hurt him. I could see if it was just like somebody coming and smacking him after the play.
Yeah, blindside.
He just made a really dumb decision. And it's like, for him, it's like, can you limit your stupid decision making in the name of your health?
But he's proven that he can't. He keeps making dumb decisions.
But
what's
even more crazy, we talk about Tua. Like y'all said, the nigga who hit him, the nigga literally damn near died on the field.
He's
ain't nobody talking about he should have been done after that.
Yeah, but it wasn't a hit related. He dropped on his own.
That's even worse.
That had nothing to do.
He got hit. He got hit.
Remember, it was an onside kick. And
he got hit in the chest.
He got hit in the chest when his heart
He tried to stand up or something, huh?
He didn't drop from the hit. Like, the hit happened and he got
hit. If he never got hit, it would never happen.
The hit stopped his heart, bro.
Man, listen, call me his heart tinfoil hat wearer, but I think bro had got some of that shit in him. He got hit. It got the, you
Let
feel
me,
ask me?
Bro, heart stopped.
But do you think we're like oversensitive about the situation because he's and had so many concussed? Because, I mean, we talk about other players with knee injuries, shoulder injuries, whatever the case may be. Since Tua has so many, now we're only talking about him. We don't talk about other players that get concussed.
It'd be so many players that get hit in the head, and we'd be like, man, or they want to get back in the game and they be mad. We be mad they don't put them back in the game. Right, exactly. You know
but
what I'm saying?
But this is the difference. How many back-to-back concussions have these people had?
Nigga, this is the first one to win since
but
when?
But he haven't had back-to-back.
Exactly.
Season last year. Yeah. Last year,
so there's not back-to-back.
Like
it's not back-to-back.
Hold on, back hold on. One at a time. One at a time.
Remember last season he had them back-to-back. Remember he had them against the Cincinnati game and then they cleared them. I think the doctor cleared them. And they was like, well, they really didn't clear him, but they still put him back.
Was that last season? That was the season before last, I think.
No, that was last season.
Bro. Oh, okay.
Regardless, that's still a minute ago.
He's just a concussion-prone dude.
He's too undersized to play quarterback at the end of the day either.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. Doug Flutie played quarterback.
But
so
Doug
how
Flutie,
under
that's not
Doug Flutie had the good
Drew Brees
to get
is Drew Brees is a smart quarterback. Russell Wilson is a smart quarterback.
Look at Tyreek.
Look how strong they are. Tua's not built like them.
He's skinny.
Brees, I mean, Doug Flutie for sure wasn't built like
Tua got some more strength. Whatever he got.
But it ain't Samoa's strength ain't matching
He didn't made it to this point.
Yeah,
so he
go tell Palomalu there.
Where the hell was his name? It's like
I know.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Has superhero
people
blood.
People don't even know. Like defensive players get way more concussions, but nobody talk about it. You know? Because they're not like taking the hit.
You know
they're
what?
Delivering
I don't know. I gotta look up those stats because you don't see too many defensive players leaving the field with concussions. It's like they build a callus in their brain from a lifetime of hit
sticking.
Well, they
the one doing the hitting, too, though. So, that, you know, you
that's
know
what I'm
you angle it how you want to. Yeah.
Exactly, bro.
I just want to see how he comes back from it. Then that'll give me my – if he's punchy, if he's slurring his speech, all right, dude, time to retire. But if he's clear-headed and able to do what he got to do, I mean, it's like somebody telling you you got injured, so you got to quit your job and go into poverty. Like,
right.
I mean, no, it's not because if you get injured at work on a worker's comp and they like, here goes $124 million, you going back to work?
No.
Exactly.
But that's not the same thing.
But work,
exactly.
But work in football, football is something he's done all his life. His passion is this is what he wants to do. So that's a different thing.
Also, you got to think about his lifestyle, bro. He's living a multimillionaire lifestyle. So to us, $124 million, he's going to pay half that in taxes. Then he got to take
care of his state.
He in Florida.
Yeah, but it's
so
still
state tax.
No, there's
depending
no
on the
income
state,
tax.
And he's in Florida.
Well, yeah.
No income. Okay, but the whole thing is, right, he's in Florida. You're right. That's a good point. The thing I'm saying is, also, his family is accustomed to this lifestyle.
Exactly. I was just
like,
going to bring that up.
Yeah, he's working like everybody else because the more you make, the more extravagant you live.
Well, this is what you do. You start a business, and then you hire the fam.
Nigga, he wants to play ball.
This is what you do, Tua, because these niggas going to have you talking like vegetable soup, all your words just mixed up and slurred. And you could be fine right now, and then a decade now, 15 years from now, that's when you see the effects, like a lot of these old boxers who just kept getting in the ring, Yeah. And now these niggas can't even complete a sentence. Matter of fact, I had just seen a short of this dude who he did MMA, and they showed the transition.
The Asian.
They showed the transition to where he was normal. Concussion. 2-3 years later, this nigga can't even talk right. Like, he literally can't even talk. Bro, get your $124 million. Get you a suit and tie. They got a spot for you at ESPN somewhere announcing. You still going to get the bag. Start a podcast. Like, come on, bro. There's a lot of avenues now for athletes that retire to keep getting the bag. Go on Club Shay Shay, do an interview. Go on the night. Like, come
on,
bro.
Cuz just trying to sound too cool. Fuck all that, cuz. It should be Tua decision, in my opinion. It shouldn't be nobody else making a decision for him. It don't even matter at the end of the day. Yeah. I don't want to hear that shit he's talking right now, cuz.
When you play football like that, bro, ain't nothing gonna ever.
How many of these stars and athletes be like, man, I don't know what to do with life after the sport.
Right. Your wife gonna be talking.
I don't
want
to fucking be doing no damn. Everybody don't want to do ESPN talking where I could be out there. These same niggas, my peers, same age as me, still playing.
In his prime.
I believe a lot of combat sport come from poverty. It's not too many rich kids playing football, boxing, UFC, you know, MMA. They not doing it. That's really like a poor man's sport, and then we're trying to get rich.
Bleed niggas.
Since we're on the topic of that, it used to be. What we're seeing now is kids from the hood getting washed out by these upper middle class families because every kid now has a damn personal trainer. Personal trainers didn't exist for kids when we was kids. You know who your personal trainer was when we was kids? Your homeboy when y'all was in the street playing sideline pop, throw up tackle, playing horse, playing 21. That was your personal trainer. Now, bro, these high school coaches that are already coaching your kid are now holding private training on the side.
Yeah.
Bro, the training right here around the corner, I ain't going to say where we at. The coach is charging like $600 a month.
For the own team?
mind you, he's coaching the team already. So I'm gonna give you some extra training 3 days a week, $600 a month.
And the dudes who go to that training gonna have priority when it comes to starting,
getting
on the field. I'm dealing with the same shit with volleyball right now. If you ain't paying for the outside training from the coach, your kid gonna just be on the sideline.
That's what I'm saying. So a lot of these kids in the hood, first of all, mamas, they coming from single mama homes, them be the greatest athletes. You feel me?
Man.
You trying to get mama out the hood. Mama can't afford, not only she can't afford the fees, because Pop Warner's so damn expensive. Travel ball so damn expensive.
Hey, hold on. Some of the mamas be doing some things.
Let it be known. We know.
We got a Pop Warner coach right here, so hey, put us on game.
Them mamas be out there. They willing to do whatever it takes for their kids to be successful.
Facts.
Oh, yeah. He want to get a political.
And that mean giving up the ass for no cash.
Why
you do something strange? Little man got to get on that field.
Hey, my nephew was like, I was like, man, you need a ride from practice. He's like, no, my coach gonna take me
home. Right.
After that happened about 4 or 5 times, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, we see what's going
we
on.
We see what's going on.
Then
bro.
You driving from Carson to Long Beach to take a little kid
like,
home.
Bro, have you ever been involved in travel ball year round? It's tournament every weekend. You have to pay not only for your kid to play, but you gotta pay to enter the tournament. Like my kid's playing. I gotta pay to park, I gotta pay to get in, family and friends gotta pay, and you might have a couple tournaments. The whole weekend, all fucking day. And this is every weekend, year round. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, the cost of sports is crazy. So a lot of kids in the hood, they ain't even being able to play right now because inflation is way up. So that little extra $500-$600 mommy used to have on the side, that shit gone.
Let alone your mom might not even have a car or, like, we done drove to Temecula and San Diego for volleyball games. Like,
no, real talk.
Kids in the hood are done now. Like, the idea, like, the opportunities that kids in the hood had once through sports, those opportunities are gone. Like, even the kids who are, like, I was watching some games, like, high school. The high school teams used to have, like, 1 or 2, 3 kids that could go D1. The public school. They got no kids that can go D1 now. All the kids going D1 are at the private schools. The white people come.
I don't know, because it depends at what level you're talking about. Because high school is still talent. Will still outdo a lot of that shit.
Where?
Inglewood is still good right now.
Inglewood can't even touch modern day or St. John Bosco.
It's still divisions, though, bro. Hold on. Bosco lost last year to
Centennial?
Who? Centennial. Well, no.
Who was it?
Centennial out there in Corona. Yeah, they lost it, but Centennial's a good school. But I'm saying in general.
Poly is going to forever breed people about it.
Poly,
I know, but I'm just saying right now. But that's not going to last long.
It's over. School choice.
What changed it. The NIL.
Trump.
So now you got the high school portal where you got rich dads, rich moms, paying to make sure their kids start so they can try to get that NIL money. True. The quarterback right over here, bro, it's already known. They're bussing kids in. Like, okay, this is my auntie or my cousin's daughter or my cousin's son. I want them to play over here. Bro, do you know that they're renting out spots and letting the families that don't live in the district live in the spot just to play for those seasons so they can have an address? Same thing they was doing with Reggie Bush that he got all in trouble
all
for.
That shit
but it's damn near legal now.
There's a school in Orange County. I think it's called like Western or something. They haven't been good in decades. I went to one of their games because one of the coaches is a friend of mine. And I see all these black kids. I'm like, I'm in a white neighborhood. Why do I see all these black kids on the field? He said, we go pick them up from L.A. every day. We got a shuttle. I'm like, so that's how y'all winning. So now they're competitive again because they go to the heart of South Central and pick up 8, 9 kids.
But that's what when y'all were just saying, there's no good black students or any D1 athletes. And they're still here. They're just now.
They're taking them away.
But it's still certain schools that's still creating that program. What I'm saying is they're still doing it. What they're doing is from youth football. What they're trying to do is keep them all together. And if they're not keeping the main core together, that's when they're taking the other ones out to
But even if the core's together, like, all modern day got to do is say, do you want to go to modern? They're going to say yes. Like, it's because I got a kid who's.
That's what's fucking up the local school.
He's going to San Juan Capistrano.
And that's what's fucking up the local
from Cherry and PCH.
Because really, let's just be
real. All this talent to be here together. But like you said, they're sending them here. You're sending them there. And that's what's breaking up the locals.
I told y'all a long time ago, we have a sellout culture. Soon as the white man comes shaking a can of pennies, Negroes' head go up like meerkats. Ooh, what you offering? Like back
as a youth, what should they really do
back
though?
Like what they did back in the day, where your daddy went to Poly and he'll be damned if you was gonna go anywhere else. You going to Poly? You gonna go play here? Now the parents have no loyalty, but also because the school got no loyalty now. So it's like. It's a sellout culture, man. They know what makes us tick.
So it's not just anything us, so from doing, them. They're doing that in all sports, though, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's not just our culture. You can't just say it. Because when it comes to sports, it's about winning what you can do. Man, it don't matter if you black, white, or Hispanic. Homie, if that boy can do it, they go get it.
Modern day cannot recruit nobody out of Orange County from Tribuco Canyon, Mission Viejo, Santa Margarita. Because those people
they're going
are
to them schools.
They're alumni. Yeah, they're going to them parents. Schools. Have been there. They daddy got the Letterman jacket. You are going to play at Mission Viejo. That's where I play. They not like that. They're competitive like that. We used to be like that. Now we're just selling out. Like, what do I want my kid who's black, the only black kid or whatever at modern day, right? He goes to the game in the stands. It ain't going to be nobody he know. Maybe his parents, that's it. Whereas if he played at Poly back in the day, he would see a stands full of people he knew from his community.
That's true. But here's the catch 22. It's also better opportunities, it's better networking opportunities at these schools as opposed to staying in the hood. So if you got a kid that's living in the hood and all the schools around them is dirty, rundown schools, test scores low, they got old books, the teachers ain't worth a fuck, teachers getting high with the students, all type of shit going on, and Mission Viejo hits you up like, look, we'll bust your son out here. Though you ain't got to worry about his lunch, nothing. We got everything. Everything you need, just make sure he shows up for school every day. We got him. What is you supposed to say? And you in the hood?
I mean,
let me ask you something. Would you consider yourself a product of what you're talking about?
Who, me?
Yeah.
As far as what?
With the school stuff.
Nah, because I sent my daughter to my alumni.
What's your alumni?
I can't expose that on the
internet. You're right.
I sent her to my alumni, even though they're in a rebuilding mode, because the coach said, I guarantee. He showed me, he said, I got everybody on my last year team a scholarship for the past 3 years. He said, she's guaranteed to get a scholarship. She's going to be like the workhorse. She's going to do everything. She's going to be exhausted. He said, but she's going to get a full ride.
But this is what they're telling
you. You got to go at that
point. That's all I'm getting at.
Your
son is
guaranteed to come here. He's guaranteed to get scouts from this college. The high school around the corner from his house, scouts don't even go over there. They need a bulletproof fucking vest, to even come watch the game. So hell yeah, mom's finna send him over here. And I ain't got to worry about him gangbanging. Or if he ain't gangbanging, I ain't got to worry about him getting picked on by
the gang members messing with him.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's a catch 22. It's easy. But
then focus level is different.
But then we'll turn around and say, this is the reality. Niggas got money. They left the hood anyway. Now they just leaving the hood at a younger age.
I mean, the goal is to get out.
So, but then we'll complain about our communities being trash. Like, I live in my community, like, you can, especially if you from where we
from.
There's
a difference
Long
about
Beach,
getting like, out and not never forgetting where you came from.
You could grow across Redondo and be out in Long Beach. Stop playing, bro.
Long Beach is different though, because you could be
but you can
and
go.
Three
you,
later,
you
back
can,
in the hood.
And you can go across Redondo and think you out the way, and somebody catch your stupid ass slipping.
And you could be at Modern Day. It's in the middle of Santa Ana. That shit is ghetto.
Man, you're not running into none of
modern
your
day,
local enemies out there.
It's ghetto.
I'm saying that, but you're not running into people that actually know you that you gang banging with. You're running into other locals out there, out the way.
Totally different than you over here in the op right here.
All I'm saying is, we can't always depend on white people to create the structure for our kids to thrive in. You feel me? Like, at some point,
I hate you right now.
There has to be, right. At some point, there has to be, collective responsibility. There's no reason we can't create the same environment in our communities.
Should we stop? Should we stop faulting white people for coming to choose greatness? Where they see it at? Because we got a problem. Ain't no niggas coming to grab these niggas.
I'm not faulting them at all.
Is Deion a sellout when he left Jackson to go to Colorado?
No, not at all.
Because he took the opportunity, though, right?
It's not because...
But he took the opportunity, right?
The reason why Deion is not a sellout is because he took a bunch of black kids to a Division I school.
But that's the same thing he's saying. If they're saying, man, listen, we're going to this school. We're going to call you. Your child's going to be straight. It's the same thing he just said.
It's not
it's
really,
opportunity. It's literally, you just said that, right? But we don't want your son going to Poly. Come here. We'll take care of him. That's the same thing,
but the
bro.
Kids already go to Poly. Their kids are, what I'm saying is this. When do we say, it's time to address the problems that make a parent not want to take their kid to go to poly.
Now, this is the difference that I will say, is the ones who did make it out and leave, like bro said, don't forget where you came from. Not only don't forget, come back and help build. So hey, now the schools here, we could turn into modern day. We could turn into Mission Viejo. But that's never going to happen until we address the root cause of the problem. One is mindset. Two is economics. Without mindset and without economics, everything we talking about, it don't fucking matter, because I don't give a fuck about the community when I'm in survival mode. I got to get it. Life's got to stay on. Kids got to stay fed by any means, and it ain't no opportunities over here. So I'm going to get it by any means, and that's going to affect my mindset. When I'm starving, I don't want to hear shit until I can get a meal, and then I could think clearly and logically. But why my kids is starving, the lights is off, we borrowing sugar from next door, we gotta fucking boil water to get hot water, we gotta heat the house with the oven, nigga, I ain't trying to hear none of that shit you talking.
Hey, but
you
how
to figure this shit out, but it starts with mindset.
How many dudes be on like a sports team, he be like, yeah, I'm from Long Beach, California, he be like, who the hell is he, I ain't never heard of him or nothing. Oh, but he went to Modern Day, he went to St. John Bosco. The whole thing is, even when Long Beach was worse, because it's not as bad now as it was, even then, when it was at its worst, we were able to produce athletes and they stayed home. Now, it's not even about what's going on outside. It's more about, are the parents involved? Are the parents going to be a part of what's going on? And let me tell you something. Parents who aren't even active when their kid's going to Poly or Wilson, let them go to Modern Day. Now, all of a sudden, the parents are showing up to the school and they at the games. And
should we fault the people that leave different cities and that was going to Poly when Poly was hot? Because you know Poly bred a lot of NFL players, and a lot of them wasn't from Long Beach.
Right. Because Poly was a safe haven from where they was coming from, Compton or whatever. Like,
but I'm saying, should we have fought them for not being with their alumni in their cities?
They should have kept their ass up there and built the infrastructure. Because
D-Jack should have stayed in L.A.
If that would have made them create an infrastructure in that community, yes.
You're not saying what it would have made. Do you think he would be where he was at if he stayed?
I don't know. It depends on
the talent. The talent is going to be the talent.
Yeah, so exactly.
The talent is going to be the talent. But see, at the time, whatever program is hot, that's what's going to happen. It don't matter if it's Modern Day, Bosco, whatever the case may be. Whatever, when the team is hot, the team is hot.
Right.
At the end of the day, every team is going to have it's going to rotate. So, just like how Bosco was the hot team 2 years ago. You get what I'm saying? Modern Day was
Modern Day was the hot team, but Bosco upset them. Modern Day been hot for 10 years right now.
No. Modern Day been hot since we've been in high school.
But Poly was whooping the shit out of
Bosco. Bosco was hot, too. Mission Viejo, all those teams.
They always been joined.
But look at Sierra Canyon. Sierra Canyon is a fairly new school, correct? They're fairly new. Now they're popping. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's all going to rotate just depending on where the money's going to be put at.
All rotating towards private schools. Like, that's the problem. Even with the school, a big part of the school's budget was income from football. Modern Day basically said, can't beat them, join them. They went to Poly, took all the talent, took it to Modern Day. Now Poly can't touch Modern Day. Poly used to beat the shit out of Modern Day. It's like, what do you want to build your own or you want to be a part of theirs? And it's just hypocritical. I've been hearing black folks talking all this shit for freaking 50 years about we want our own and all that. And as soon as they get an opportunity to sit up in white people establishment and eat whites only pies, fuck the hood.
It's not even that, but as a high school kid, you're trying to create your opportunity. Yeah, exactly. You're not trying to make a. You're making a way for yourself. You're not even.
Don't give a
fuck. That's what the whole point. You're not even. Your mind is not even cultivated enough to even think that far yet. I'm still in tunnel vision and thinking of getting up out of here. So it's not about me trying to rebuild it. I might get there when I get out of this position. Then I can come back and help my people.
When you get that resources, that's what I'm saying.
Thinking at 16, 15 that. Oh, I'm a good ass player, and I should just stay here if I got a better opportunity somewhere else.
What we all missing, let's go to the root of the problem, because you're a Pop Warner coach, right?
Yeah.
So you could attest to this more than anybody. Me, some might agree, some might disagree. What's going on with this holdback stuff?
Bro, I'm so sick of the holdback stuff.
If your kid is not good enough to make it in his class, his age bracket, he's not that guy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, you got 12-year-olds playing with a kid who should already be in high school, but he was trash with his age bracket, so his parents gonna hold him back two or three years. Yep. Now he coming. He driving to the Pop Warner
game. Yeah, man, child.
Smoking on the side. Smoke one in the game, coach. You know what I'm saying? Like,
still getting his ass worked.
Yeah, it's the whole back thing is ridiculous. And a lot of kids who are good enough to start in their age bracket, in their demographic, they're now being overlooked and they're missing opportunities because now parents are like, oh, this NIL stuff, he could be a millionaire before he leave college. Man, hold back 2-3 years so you older and stronger and more developed than everybody on the field. And these Pop Warners, they're not developing the players. It's come now, win now. So if your kid ain't coming good, which means if he's not getting that outside training, outside of practice, his ass ain't going to get trained at practice because we only want the kids that come knowing how to play.
That's every sport now. Every sport. Yeah. They don't believe in development.
No, I agree. But, yeah, how you feel about the holdback stuff?
I hate the holdback. I know the three reasons why a lot of parents say they do it. They say, one, the safest one I've heard is, my child hasn't hit puberty yet. So, like, at this, listen, I heard it. Some kids don't hit puberty at a certain age, so some kids be 12, 13 years old, still got a little boy body. Some of them kids do hit it at an earlier age. That's the safest one I heard. The second one is, oh, well, I want my child to be held back because his grades aren't up to par, which is bullshit because everything now, social, they promote your kids. Your kids can get straight up. They still move your kid on. So that's what they try to
say. And you can show up to practice, but you can't help your kid with their fucking homework.
That part right there. So that's the shit I hate as well.
But you ain't getting an F lonely straight off of homework anyway. You doing more worse in school if that's the case.
And then the other one is this NIL deal where they want their kid to do this and this. So by you being older, it seems like you're better than the other kids because you're 16 years old. You're 16 years old on JV, balling the fuck out. So when you try, you know what I'm saying? Now when you finally go to your senior year, you like then they're 18, turning 19 in the school year. Balling the fuck out. Now you get all the scholarships because now you're older than and more mature, physically more mature than the rest of the kids. You done been lifting weights for years. You know what I'm saying? You had more chance to develop your body more than kids.
It's a lot more of that going on. When I was in high school, I knew a few niggas when we was in high school. They were still playing with middle school niggas.
But
it was
niggas
crazy.
Got clown for that shit. Like,
nah, I know. You did. You did. Because you thought you was really balling. But like, nigga, cuz, you're not even playing with your shit. But that's when shaming was cool. It wasn't. It was different. Right. So.
Yeah, exactly. Shaming was cool.
Man, I remember when Super Senior was a bad thing. Like, damn, nigga, you 19 still here? Dumbass. Yeah,
nigga, you trash. Nigga, we on your dumb ass.
That's the goal now.
Yep.
Like, parents is like, even kids that's getting good grades, even kids that's already developed for their age, they still holding them back because they want a guarantee because they don't have faith that they can make it amongst their own peer
group. Now, let's say 10 years down the line, they player that they held back go pro.
Now, that has happened, like, Brandon. I mean, it happens, but again,
man, we keep on saying, like,
it's the rare case.
I'm not saying that. Whatever the problem is, we could complain about this shit. It's not going to change. The only way it's going to change is that if y'all really going by age brackets, this is what they need to be standing on in the Pop Warner games. If you're 10 to 13 or whatever the case they doing it, that's the age you need to be playing in for whatever the case it may be.
The only way it's going to change is if we bring attention to it like we doing right now.
That ain't going to change. Like, I think we bring attention to a lot of shit.
This is media. Media brings attention to things you might not know about because most people watch this probably don't even know what the hell and don't even care, but now they know. The whole thing is for every one kid that make it doing that bullshit, it's 100 kids who don't make it. And then you're not even thinking about what does it do to the psyche of that person.
Kid, yep. Exactly.
Even getting held back, like, am I dumb? Am I retarded? Like,
they make it okay now. That's what I'm saying. They make it okay
and
now.
It's not okay.
And we need to bring shaming back. And another thing I was going to say, the lead I coach in, the 13-year-olds, they can be 13, but they can be 14 years old on that 13 team as long as they're not registered in high school.
You went to Poly with did you go to Poly with T. Baker?
Nah, I went to Lakewood and Jordan.
Oh, damn, who went to Poly? No, okay, so, like, my cousin...
That's
Terrell,
the rape case?
Right? No, hell no. That's Brian. No, my cousin Terrell, right? He was little, bro. He was like, your son's size at Poly. That dude's one of the best running backs in Poly history. Little dude, skinny, too small to play running back. But when Poly had nothing else, bro, put the team on his shoulders and was straight balling. Now you could have saw him and be like, oh, he needs to get held back a year because he's small. But it's like, that's sports. stepping up and doing things people never thought you could do.
Hey,
that element is gone now. It's just like, let me try to like hedge the bet or like fix
for
the game.
For the record, my son taller than me and he getting sized up, so don't think he just small. He's small for high school because he's still in middle school.
You can't bring him up to senior year and throw him in there with the...
No, he going to be a beast.
But he's still in middle school. He's giant for middle school.
No, for sure. He big for his age. But I'm going to say this, though. It's even affecting the psyche of the kids around them that's not being held back. Because my son... I'm not holding them back. And every time they go play, that team got a couple holdbacks. And all the kids know who the holdbacks are.
Right. Niggas be big as fuck.
Gigantic. They big as short. They big as short, right?
Mustache. The whole team got to tackle them.
Suny beards. And the kids are like, man, they got holdbacks. They already have a defeatist mindset because they know that these kids are way bigger. Now they scared to tackle the holdback. It ruins the psyche of the other kids, and it makes the other kids want to start getting held back. Now they're asking their parents, can I be held back? So this whole holdback shit is fucking up the culture for real. Because kids are feeling like, unless you're a holdback, you're not good enough. So the kids who really are good enough, they still believe they're not good enough because they aren't being held back.
Even if you look at the situation with right now Warren High School, you heard about that?
Yeah.
The two star players are leaving the school in the middle of the season to go to Long Beach Poly.
But you know they got to sit out, though.
No, they deliberate. They, like, discussing it right now.
But I'm saying if they do that now, they got to sit out.
No, I'm hearing that they're going to be allowed to play.
Well, they got a red shirt.
That used to be the case.
Even though
they're going to let them play.
Even though we look at this, like, with the kids and stuff, the moment they reach college and shit, depending if you're a skilled player or not, niggas is going to be twice your size anyway. Whether if you're playing a linebacker, whether you're playing, you know what I mean, lineman and shit like that, so even when you get to NFL. If you got
that's different, though.
I understand because you got grown man strength.
It's grown men. Yeah. These are little boys. And listen, the age of 14 versus 16 is huge when you're in school. Think about a ninth grader versus an 11th grader or a senior. Like, nigga, that's like a whole two different worlds.
I understand that, but is there ninth graders that do play varsity?
Man, that's what I'm saying.
That's very,
gonna,
very
I was
going
to go on your point.
I know. I'm still saying that,
I was
going
to go on his point. 14 and 16, you a man. You hit puberty. The only thing is psychologically probably, but, bro, ninth grader, like, I played varsity since I was in ninth grade. I never walked on the field and was like, oh, this guy's senior. If you a dog, you a dog. The whole thing is, even in the NFL, the biggest, strongest dude don't even make it to the league. Like, look at dudes like Tyreek Hill. Look at little dudes who play linebacker, corner. It's all about whether you want to do it, and skill has a lot to do with it, especially in football. Because if you get a dude, a ninth grader who go to Poly, he going to outdo a dude who's a senior who go to, like, Cabrillo or something like that because he's got more technical training.
No, it depends on the talent, bro. It ain't just because, you go here, you good. No, nigga, he's talented. Tyreek Hill is a generational talent.
Exactly.
Like, that's the cheetah. Like, you just use
hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard.
Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, but that's when you're the same size and things like that. But we're talking about anonymously as far as Tyreek and Deshaun. Guys like that, they're not the protege wide receivers that they go after, bro. Let's just be real.
They're not.
And so,
but they're the best.
They're not the best. They're one of the
Tyreek Hill's not top five?
No, he's not.
In the league right now?
Oh, right now? Yeah, but he's about all time.
Not all time.
I'm talking about in the league right now. But
who
he
is Tyreek if I got Randy Moss on the same
thank
team?
Thank you. Hey.
I'm not saying all time. But also, Tyreek Hill has broken a lot of records at receiver.
I understand
right,
that.
Yeah, he might be up there.
And it's a different league. It's damn near flag football. It's passing league. You can't even really knock nobody's helmet off. There's no more hit sticks. You got a lightly tackle.
I'm going to tell you this. Tyreek is not blocking for a running back if they do a jet sweep.
No, he's not.
That's my point. But Jerry Rice
Moss wasn't blocking like that.
Moss wasn't blocking shit.
Moss wasn't getting the ball. He wasn't really trying to do shit anyway.
But what I'm saying, he had the size to do it. What I'm saying,
yeah, he could have done
it. Hines wore all them times.
But who can't block a corner? Any receiver?
A lot of niggas can't.
These corners ain't the same corner.
I know these corners. Man, these corners are bones. Who was big besides Jalen Ramsey?
These niggas are sized up.
Richard Sherman was big back.
How many?
Champ Bailey.
Champ Bailey wasn't a big corner.
Champ Bailey was a big corner.
He was big. He was tall, but he wasn't big.
Champ Bailey wasn't a big corner.
Champ Bailey was.
I mean, weight wise,
Champ Bailey 6 foot.
Champ probably was like 6'1" or something.
That's what I'm trying.
But he wasn't big.
How y'all think tall the wide receivers is?
They're 6'5".
The receivers is way bigger back then.
They huge now.
It depends.
They're more little now.
The Megatron.
You looking for the small receivers now. Before you had like Steve Smith and them, that was rare commodity. That was small receivers. Now all these niggas is tiny. You want the quick speed.
I say he's a mixer. I say a mixer, but I'm not a fan of
as far as short people playing wide out. Tyreek Hill, Steve Smith are very rare.
Yeah, but I'm just not a fan of the whole back. I think it's dumb. I really, really hope they eliminate that shit.
Let's eliminate that, man.
It's just there's no rules. Like nothing's sacred anymore. Just how can you get over?
And
that's the culture now, it seems
like. It is low-key.
That's the world. That's the world of what it is now.
But yeah, the culture, like, I hate that. It just,
I don't even want to say it's the culture. That's the way of the world.
It cheapens everything.
Yeah, like
right?
It's like the play. It takes the value of the hard work.
The dumbest, and they turn, like you said, they turn it into flag. Dumbest shit they ever did was take the kickoff away. You basically just eliminated that.
Oh, the kickoff's not there no more?
No, it's there, but you ain't getting no ball. The ball is down there at the 50-yard line almost.
And the players can't move until the receiving team catches the ball. So, like, they kick it, they stand there, they're watching it. He gets it, then he, like, it's the whole everything.
You can't run down there and smack
him. Yeah, you can't run down there.
You down there. Y'all rearranging the whole sport.
See, if Trump got elected, he'll change that. You know what I'm saying? Trump brought it up, though. Trump did talk about it. He said they removed the most exciting part of the game out of the game. He was like, it's a disgrace.
Speaking of Trump, he just threw a heavy, heavy. He dropped a bomb recently. He said, elect me, and I'm eliminating taxes on overtime.
Ooh.
I mean, you work overtime, whatever you work, that money is your money.
Hey, they damn near take half. When you work overtime, they take damn near, what they tax overtime, 40%?
42. The more you make, the more they take. So if you work overtime in California or most places, they take more money. If you're in a union and you have union dues and you work overtime, you owe more money now. So it damn near eliminates the incentive to want to work overtime unless you're going to go exempt. So if you get a lot of hours on that check, you have to go exempt or that overtime was pointless.
Yep.
So how we feel about Trump announcing that? Y'all think he really going to do it? And do you think companies are going to get a little envelope under the door, a kite saying, hey, man, y'all better cut back them overtime hours?
It really doesn't matter. Like, that's what I was saying to you last night. It doesn't matter if you tell companies to cut the hours because the company pays you the same amount no matter what. The government is the one that take the money out. So the company's like, I paid you $2,500 no matter what. The government is the one that took half of it. So they have no incentive to reduce overtime because if they need you to work, they need you to work, and the cost for them is not going to change at all. I think Trump will do it because, look, at this point, if Trump makes up lies and doesn't deliver on it, basically the Republican Party is going to be done because everybody in the Republican Party is hinging on Trump.
Kind of not going to give a fuck. It's his last term.
Yeah, his last term anyway.
But go back to what you were saying. I think it's going to actually be more people willing to do overtime if he does go through on that. So they're not going to have to even worry about cutting it because it's going to be so many people that's willing to do it. But on top of that, majority of the time when companies need overtime, they need it for the bigger of the company. So I don't think it's going to be too much cut down.
What I'm saying is the government's now not getting a cut, so they don't give a fuck about the betterment of your company. I'm not getting a cut right now. They're taking like 55% when you work overtime. So they're getting a large chunk. The more that your workers work, the more money we make. So now that you completely eliminate that, what you think? They just finna let that money go?
What I'm saying is say if I own Amazon and I got so much stock backed up that need to be out and I want to reach a certain quota every day. Regardless, I'm going to lose more money by not paying them overtime to get this done today, whether me letting it roll over tomorrow off their regular hours,
Amazon was a bad example because he got them niggas pissing in buckets and all types.
I know.
Of
he got,
like,
but
they're not really tripping
because they speeding the process. I'm just saying if I'm working a company.
Allegedly got a pissing in buckets.
I just realized something. We might be looking at this from the wrong angle because what I'm reading here, overtime is not taxed at a higher rate. It tends to push you into a higher tax bracket, so then your rate goes up naturally. So when Trump says he's going to eliminate tax on overtime, that means when you work overtime, they're not going to take any taxes out of it.
That's what I got from what he said.
You're going to get straight. Because I first understood it to mean like he's going to keep the overtime rate at the same. But to not tax overtime at all? That's amazing.
That's so why I say it's going to be more work.
Yeah. I was just slow. I was
so
dumb.
So it's going to keep people working.
Trump's even better than I thought. God damn.
It's enticing people to work harder. And if you own business, it's enticing your workers to work for you. But I'm going to say this. Government not going to let that shit slide, man. They the pimp. That's like basically saying.
Why wouldn't they?
Think about it, bro. If you a pimp and you got your hoes out there getting extra money and you not touching none of that shit, you not about to let that shit
Listen,
slide.
It's not about the government. It's about the people. Are you going to vote? See, black people think like that because we don't participate in voting.
bro.
If someone blocks a bill to knock away taxes for overtime, why would you then reelect that person? See, that's the difference. White folks will be like, if you block that bill, you will not be in that position next election.
White folks are on the county that need that money, bro. They need that money from the government to live off.
That's why it's not going to impact the government's revenue. Remember, we're putting tariffs in. Also, remember all the billions we gave to foreign countries, to Ukraine and all that stuff. We have plenty of money being taken from. We're the highest tax in the world.
We know they print it, but see, what don't make sense, they say, okay, they tax the overtime at a flat rate, like, oh, you don't get taxed higher. But anybody who works a job knows for a fact,
right,
the more hours you work,
man, them checks be,
them checks is coming up short.
Gross be like 7,000, net be like 3,000.
But it pushes so you into a higher
tax bracket. Nah, it damn near make you don't even want to work overtime.
Nope. Yeah. Cause the person at your job,
like, yeah, a few hours,
the lady sitting in the office at your job who's getting $1,200 on her check every 2 weeks or whatever, she's not in the same tax bracket as you who's getting $5,000 on your check. So when you work the overtime, it pushes you up into a higher tax bracket. That's why your tax rate goes up.
Right, but it's just semantics. It's just another way of saying, okay, the more you make
the more they
take.
Right.
That's the bottom line.
But if
he
take it off overtime to where you ain't paying no taxes once you get that overtime?
But didn't he say he was eliminating taxes, period? What happened to that? Because I remember him mentioning.
He didn't say he was eliminating taxes.
I could have sworn.
Tax on tips.
I could have sworn he said he was eliminating income tax, period.
No.
He went from that to...
No, I think he was.
I might gotta look that one up.
I think he was mentioning getting rid of the tax on income, but he wasn't saying he was gonna eliminate it because if he does that, all the corporations.
Okay, so at what point do people say, you know what, that sounds good in retrospect, but fuck that, we're eliminating taxes because you go to work, the government don't wake up with you in the morning, the government ain't sitting with you in traffic, the government ain't breaking his back when you out doing your job, the government ain't racking his brain, typing up these blueprints, drawing up these blueprints, and figuring out shit to get the company by and get these deadlines met. The government is not there during any of that, but the second payday come around, the government like this.
Mm-hmm.
I need my cut. So how long until people say, you know what? Fuck y'all. Get it in blood. Get it like Tyson. Ain't none of us paying.
People ain't never going to say that. It ain't about fear.
Say it again.
People want to say it again. People want a society that
fucks. Say it again.
It's fear.
I don't know
how. IRS.
Eliminating taxes don't mean it's something.
Hold on. They're afraid of them not having nowhere to stay. Bro, it's fear. They're operating out of fear. That's why they want to do it. We don't want to revolt because we're afraid of the consequences.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Ain't no way around that, man.
If you make people.
There's no other. Matter of fact, it's fear. It's partial fear and it's partial brainwashing. They got people believing we need to get taxed.
I don't think most people
happy getting taxed.
I don't think most people fear that because even during COVID, when they was like, you can't go to work, you didn't have people like, hell no, I'm going to work anyway. You can't.
Because they were getting
people
paid, bro.
Well, listen, what I'm telling you is, I don't think the majority of Americans operate based on fear. I think the majority of Americans.
Hell yeah, they do.
Nigga,
why do you think we have religion?
Let me finish my point. Let me finish my point.
Don't operate on fear. How do you think COVID happened?
Man, listen, man.
Go ahead.
I understand in our community, that's how our community does things.
Bro,
nigga, that was world.
Bro, nigga.
No, let me finish.
They tell everybody stay in the house right now. Nigga, stand in the house.
Why y'all gotta filibuster me? Why y'all gotta filibuster me?
Let him finish.
If you look at white people when they came to America, there was a lot of things to be scared of. They still managed to get from one side of this bitch to the other side through the woods. For niggas ain't doing that. We gonna be like, we comfortable right here.
What?
That's why most niggas didn't go out of Africa, because we was like, we good right here.
What do you mean? Niggas was already here.
Listen, okay.
Niggas already ventured out. Thousands of years before Christopher Columbus.
If that's what you want to believe, let me just make my point. If that's what you want to believe. But here's the point I'm making. If you can't say everyone is ruled and governed by fear when people do stuff like that. I think people believe in this country. I think people believe in their government. I think people are okay with being taxed as long as they have representation. That was why the United States was created. Don't tax us without putting someone in the parliament or the Congress that represents our wishes.
Let me know
and
you want to
have that now, so they not. I don't think they're tripping off.
Let me know you one of them people that like being taxed without saying you like being taxed.
I don't. It doesn't.
Were you in a
I understand
coma?
The need for
Bro,
taxes.
Were you in a coma during COVID? Did you not feel the fear from the fucking world?
Yes, people are scared of COVID.
Because people was beating people up for coughing.
All of that.
The regular cough niggas was out there going crazy.
Was propaganda.
I don't think the majority of Americans were scared of COVID.
It was propagated fear. They actually told you, go take this fucking jab or else. And a large portion of the population blindly did.
The mere fact that, listen to what I'm telling you. The mere fact that they had to tell you, go take the jab or else, shows you that most people were not afraid of COVID. If you would have never said shit about COVID, most Americans, you could have told them COVID's bad, it's going to kill some people. Most people would have still went outside, still party, still do. So we were scared of what the government.
So why didn't they choose to do that?
Even
when they gave a proposition, why didn't they choose to do that?
Why did they choose to do it?
Why didn't they choose to not just take
because
it?
Because they threatened their jobs.
Do you not know what fear-mongering is?
Right.
People are fear-mongered into paying taxes. If you don't pay, we're going to
seize your house.
He just said it. Fear the consequences.
We're going to seize your car. We're going to put a lien on your fucking business. We're going to actually freeze your accounts, or we're going to tax your fucking account without your permission, or you're going to jail. And to prove that we're going to do it, we've done it to people already. So that is the fear. Damn, they put Wesley Snipes in jail. Damn, Ron Isley went to jail.
MC Hammer.
Like, bro, these are famous. Notably famous people who has more power and resources than me. If they can do that to them, what are they going to do to me?
But
the average Joe making $50,000 a year.
But if they were so scared, then they would just say, you know what? I'm going to start my own business, work my books to where I don't have to pay any taxes. There's ways around taxes.
That's a perfect world.
Why be scared?
They'll make that shit sound good.
That's
like a nigga just
hard.
Business startup, bop, booming.
Yeah, that's not that. This nigga crazy.
I have a business. You don't really got to pay taxes on your business.
So everything he's saying, bro, is going to eliminate because what you just said right there, he went to jail for tax evasion. It's still going to catch
up. Yeah, because he chose, listen, Wesley Snipes chose to keep acting, right? He's making all those millions. Okay. He knows he got to pay. He didn't pay. What kept Wesley Snipes from just staying in Africa? He only got caught because
he came back.
Man,
niggas don't, everybody don't want to just stay in Africa, bro.
Shit,
I didn't
want to go to jail.
Bro, that's beyond the point. The point is the public is fear-mongered 24/7. Ain't nothing good on the news. It's all bad news.
Right.
From the motherfucking weather to the reports showing you
I think
shit
the fear that's going on in California right now.
Fucking places you don't even live in.
Fear is a choice.
It's fear. Yeah, no, I agree. It is a choice, but people are fear-mongered. They run fear campaigns 24/7 to keep you in a scared mindset.
Well, if you're scared all the time, you're just dumb. Because people like me, people like you, will just figure a way around it. That's what I do. I sit with my tax guy. How do I make all this
shit
disappear?
That
shit
don't defeat the purpose of what he's saying. It's still
though. That's what I'm saying. Because you're not even venturing off to learn it yourself.
Listen, let's say this. Most people we know don't even pay no damn taxes. Because if you did, you wouldn't get a tax return. That most of the people in the black community do not pay taxes.
The only ones that don't
niggas
pay taxes.
Celebrate the beginning of the year like,
the
only, you get
taxes. The only
you
niggas
get
that ain't
back, but you get taxes.
And the only niggas that ain't paying taxes are niggas that ain't working. Besides that, majority of niggas is getting taxed.
Shit, niggas who ain't even working still getting a tax return.
They claiming that earned income credit.
We don't fear the tax, man.
Hey, shut up. Hey, don't put the heat on the scammers.
You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is black people don't fear no motherfucking tax season.
He didn't say black people. He just said the world.
I get it.
People go to work. They work their ass off. And they can't afford to get by because they're getting taxed.
Okay.
There should be no taxes. We print money. Anytime they need to pay something, pay these foreign countries, pay for wars, pay for any of their agendas, magically we got enough money. When it's no agenda to be ran, now the public got to pay with the taxes. It's bullshit, bro. Let's get rid of taxes and society as a whole would increase.
So
a
just
lot of
keep
the crime
printing money.
Would decrease.
So just keep printing money.
No, hey, don't keep printing. That's why it's inflated.
Stop taxing.
There's enough money to where your check doesn't have to be taxed.
And that's what Trump is saying.
Everything that they're saying we need taxes for, we actually don't.
You agreeing with Trump.
No, nigga, Trump said I'm talking overtime. Nigga,
Trump,
about in general,
check,
nigga.
But he's still eliminating some taxes.
No, fuck
it don't
so.
Matter. Nigga, we need all of them.
Eliminate all income taxes, what I'm saying, period.
You need
nigga,
taxes.
Look at that check there. Nigga, look at that check. That motherfucker $1,200, you get $785.
You need taxes. You need taxes.
No, you don't, bro.
How does the society
function?
Tariffs.
Implement tariffs. Eliminate taxes.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Well, that's what Trump's doing, so you're a Trump supporter.
Power to the motherfucking people.
Well, that's what Trump's doing, so you're a Trump supporter.
Hey, look.
More tariffs.
before we get up out of here.
We leaving?
Nah, hell no. Nah. We going. We rocking. I said before we forget, before we get up out of here.
Stay in cab. He for the end.
Hey, fearless mindset.
I don't
want to go home.
Yeah. Hey, this nigga spook. Hey, look.
Cub was about to end the show.
Because I got a topic we got to discuss real
quick. Okay, cool. Okay, after this topic, we got you.
Hey,
okay.
Or you can close it and just do another segment.
Lil Wayne came out.
I didn't like that.
And he finally spoke on not being chosen for the Super Bowl. Now, everybody was jumping out there for Wayne, going crazy on Jay-Z, just losing their mind because Kendrick Lamar was chosen to headline the 2025 Super Bowl. And we didn't hear from Wayne. We heard from Baby. We heard from Nicki. We heard from everybody in the industry except Wayne. Now, Wayne makes a statement, comes out. He damn near crying. He said this crushed him. He don't even know where he got the idea that it belonged to him, but he kind of anointed himself to have been chosen for the Super Bowl for whatever reason, because there's already been 11 Super Bowls in New Orleans. Nobody cared about Wayne then. But for some reason, Kendrick gets chosen. Wayne goes on this rant about how it destroyed him and the fans kept him up. The thing I didn't like, not one time did he shout out Kendrick.
None.
He just made it about him because I was actually advocating for Kendrick to bring Wayne out. But after I seen that shit, don't bring that nigga out, bro. Because that nigga didn't shout you out, nothing. He took the whole...
And they got songs together.
He took the whole attention off of Kendrick and made it about himself, which I thought was very selfish. What would have been more player was like, damn, you know, it's my hometown. I would have loved to do it. It crushed me. The fans kept me up. But shout out to Kendrick. He's doing great things. He going to kill it, blah, blah, blah. Shout out to Kendrick. Do your thing, bro. That would have been more respectable to me, but
sitting there
for 5 minutes crying about how you didn't get chosen was crazy.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that either. Like, Wayne is my boy, you know what I mean? Nigga grew up on Wayne. Nigga fuck with Wayne. And Wayne is usually more authentic, I believe, in most of his interviews, and he's usually a positive person. So to see that come out of him, like you said, not saluting him or whatever the case is and being super upset about it, like, Kendrick didn't have shit to do with that. And he even said on that, what was that show with him and YG was on, and they was asking him about the Super Bowl a couple years back. And he wasn't feeling entitled then. He said, yeah, I would love to do it, but I haven't got a phone call. I haven't got nothing. So to now come up with an entitlement that you would do it, I just feel like somebody put a battery in his back and told him, like, man, this is the way we need to start orchestrating this to get you up on there. People are already rallying around you. Now you need to speak for yourself type shit.
Well, I think Roc Nation probably gassed him up because him and Jay-Z are boys. You know, Roc Nation now got the little halftime situation with Roger Goodell where they can pick and choose. They've been running the halftime show these last few
years. Well, why Roc Nation gas up Lil Wayne when they chose Kendrick?
He probably thought he felt entitled. But at the end of the day, Kendrick got the hottest year. And now, for me, I feel more proud to be for the West because, yeah, nigga, we hosting you hosting the Super Bowl, but, nigga, we in your hometown, so we still hotter. We in the West coming to New Orleans, and we hotter than you in your own hometown. That's making me more powerful for being from the West Coast. I got love for Wayne. But for him crying, that low-key was some ho shit.
I look at it back to go, like, it's like the same shit. We see the same cycles, like you always say, the black artist hating on another black artist or whatever the case it may be. But niggas is not mad at the higher powers behind that. You know what I'm saying?
Kendrick, I'm going to tell everybody who even entertaining the Lil Wayne stupidity. Yes, I would like to see Boosie on stage performing Swerve. I want to see Webby performing. Is it my car? Is it my... Look, yes! I'm a fan. Lil Fox, all them. Fox or whatever. I'm a fan
Trill
of Southern
fan,
music.
The whole Trill fan.
But Not Like Us is on every TikTok, every YouTube, every Facebook, Instagram. I see Japanese motherfuckers crip walking to Not Like Us. Like, that was an international sensation. And just shut the fuck up. Because there's nothing Lil Wayne has ever had that was even close to comparing to the steam that shit got right now. Rap is a meritocracy. I love Sheik Luch. I love Styles P. But what have they done for me lately? That is hip-hop music. Even Taylor Swift couldn't generate a bigger buzz than that Kendrick shit right now. So the NFL did what was best for music. I picture two executives. Like, bro, we should bring Wayne out. Then another one like, but damn, Kendrick had a hot year. I see that happening. If they could have brought them both out together, yes. But let's be honest. Lil Wayne can't carry no show. He looked a mess in his last few performances. You can bring out Webby, you can bring out Boosie, you can bring them all out.
You can bring out the Hot Boys.
You can bring out whoever you want to, but at all those people combined cannot generate the same buzz at this point as Not Like Us. And you're either going to decide, do I want a local black audience who knows these niggas, or do I want a international audience turning their attention on America, on Louisiana for 30 minutes, right? Out of the year, saying, guys, Kendrick Lamar is about to perform Not Like Us at the Super Bowl halftime show. NFL is about promotion and bringing in new fans. That's what they're trying to do. That's what that's going
to
do.
Even on top of that, go back to what we already said before. It's bigger than just, look, we looking at it from a standpoint of how many hits Wayne got, how many things we know he could perform. But people are still imagining the Waynes that they grew up with. Yeah. From Waynes from the Carter 2, from the Waynes from the Carter 3, from the Drought 3, or whatever certain Waynes that you dealt when he had the long dreads. You're still remembering that Wayne. People are not seeing him not come to these performances or showing up late, not doing a lot of things that they need you to do and taking a chance on that. So I think it's a bigger picture when it comes to why Kendrick and Kendrick's performances, if you have not seen his shit, is really an entertainment. Cug comes out with all type of different shit, not just getting on the mic and rapping. He has a whole like a production orchestra. Yeah, exactly. Like you see a whole thing going on when he's performing with the dancers, the coming out of boxes, whatever the fuck he be doing. But Cug got a lot going on, man. And the energy be wild from his shows.
Here's the key point everybody's missing. This isn't even on Jay. Because Jay didn't decide. So y'all got all this smoke for Jay. He didn't decide it. The actual hosting city decided it.
Right.
So New Orleans themselves decided on Kendrick. So why y'all jumping out the window at Jay? This the problem I got with niggas is when something go wrong that niggas don't like, niggas look for the first nigga to blame or the first nigga to step on. So nobody looked at who was over Jay. Nobody has smoke for Roger Goodell. Everybody said, fuck Jay. Bro, Jay is just a partner. Roc Nation is just partnering. But overall, the NFL got the overall say-so.
They're advising.
And it ain't nobody black at the top of that. But y'all didn't have no smoke for none of them. All y'all had smoke was Jay. When, let's be real, if it wasn't for Jay, there would be no rappers to even choose from.
Come on.
So it really don't fucking matter who performed. Y'all wouldn't have been happy because whoever's a fan of somebody else would have said, damn, why such and such wasn't up there? If we chose Wayne and Wayne wouldn't perform solo, damn, why Wayne didn't bring Juvie out? Why Wayne didn't bring Turk out? Yeah. It would have been something for you niggas to complain about because that's all you niggas love to do is complain. Shut the fuck up. Be happy we got somebody black hosting solo the Super Bowl halftime show. And this is going to be the biggest halftime show in Super Bowl history. Mark my words
bigger
on that.
Bigger than the Rams?
Listen, yeah. I'm calling it now.
I'm
calling it now. It's going to be bigger than the Rams. It's going to be bigger than Janet when she had the nip slip. The views and the eyes
bigger
on this.
Bigger than Mike, though? He said
it's
Mike.
It's not
Jackson.
Bigger than Mike.
Listen, I got to look at the numbers on Mike. This might break the record.
Hey, Mike.
Hold on. What's the views on Mike? Look it up. What's the views? Because the views on this, I'm just saying, for everybody see this Not Like Us, bro, it's going to be up there with Mike.
Yeah, but
it's going to be up. It's going to be up
That's
there.
A hard bet. Hey, if you win that one, nigga, hey, all salute studio on that one. But
I'm telling
Mike,
you.
I'm going to tell you this, man. I was so happy for the Rams Super Bowl when, fuck the Rams, even though they won. But that Super Bowl halftime to me was like, I think that's what set the tone for allowing rappers to kind of come out there. You know what I'm saying? How Dre and Snoop and 50 and Eminem all killed it. You know, I think that opened the door for now letting the NFL to allow rap to be in their stadium. You know what I'm saying? Like that. Not just for the music to be playing now, or we'll allow y'all to come on the biggest stage. So salute to that. And I hate the fact that, like you just said, bro, we hate on each other, man. And we got love for the South. Me and us for the West, bro. As we talked about this on the radio, we play everybody else shit besides our own shit. I wish we get that same love, man, when we go to other people's town. But I'm glad that Kendrick's the biggest star in New Orleans, man.
I just look at it too, though. I ain't gonna lie, though. I be thinking like niggas be taking this shit too serious.
Yeah,
like
it's
sometimes I don't even give a fuck about them Super Bowl performances. Niggas, half the niggas do not be watching that shit anyway.
Black people care about it. They don't watch the replay.
I'm just saying niggas be fucking faded watching the Super Bowl. Ain't even paying attention to them damn halftime shows like that.
The first time I ever watched the halftime was that Snoop. That was the first time I ever like sat and really watched.
Okay, look, Mike had 133.4 million viewers in the United States. He had 1.3 billion viewers worldwide.
What year was that?
That's on TV screens. That was like 94, 93.
That's before people even
had cell phones. That's what I mean, before the technology,
This is why I say Kendrick just might break this record. It's, in the U.S., I think he can get more than 130-something.
Yeah, they're not going to count cell phone views.
They're going to count TV.
Just to see not like us. Come on, bro. The world's tuning in.
I just feel like
Michael Jackson should.
If Michael Jackson had the same technology, Mike would have killed it.
Oh no, no, Mike is killing anybody on Earth.
There's people on Earth that don't know who Kendrick Lamar is. There's no one on Earth who didn't know who Michael Jackson was.
There was an indigenous tribe with no modern technology who knew who Mike was.
Right.
These niggas in the jungle in the hut.
He was dancing.
Move up, like they know, nigga.
Man, Michael Jackson, freaky.
Shout out to Kendrick. Hey, Wayne, cut. That wasn't a good look, gang. You need to come back out and. Shout out Kendrick, because that was nasty. I ain't gonna lie. That was nasty.
What you was about to talk about?
Bring Boosie out to perform Swerve on him.
What you had to talk about?
Women leaving their husbands and boyfriends for not supporting Kamala Harris.
Ooh. That's going on?
No, that's deep. Happening. I ain't heard that one.
Okay, put me in the game, because I didn't see that.
Listen, man, it's a lady. I should have shouted out her page. I still can get it. But basically, this woman, she has a YouTube channel. And she was encouraging women not to leave their significant others over Trump support, over them not supporting Kamala Harris. So you have this situation that's happening where women are ending their relationships if their man says he's not going to support Kamala Harris. That's absolutely nuts to me. Like,
fuck that bitch.
Yeah,
that's something they could look at it.
That's crazy.
These women is out of
control.
That's
programming. And as far as women, like, we had the whole red pill era, and it got to a point, because I indulged in the red pill content. We had women on. We ain't had some on in a long time. But it get to a point where you realize a large majority of them are cooked, and there's no reversing the damage that's been done with the feminism mind programming. So it's just kind of like, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. Fuck you. Die alone. Get a cat. Get a dog. It's whatever. The ones who get it, we fucking with y'all. You gonna have a happily ever after. The bitches who don't, fuck it. Go ruin your marriage. Do whatever, bitch. Goodbye. I'm pretty sure bro gonna be able to bounce back if he's a good man. You, on the other hand, watch how you turn out.
The lady's TikTok is at Ruby Red number 4 real.
She's trying to make her go viral or what?
Well, you just want to shout them out if you're talking about it. We ain't promoting that nonsense, nigga. No, she's the one saying not to do that.
She said not to do that.
No, it's a woman. She says she's not supporting Kamala. Here's the reality. Black people. None of these presidential candidates give a fuck about you personally.
Fact.
They want to win. Now, the agendas, the policies are just so they can look good and be remembered as doing something good. And it's basically like a status symbol. If you are willing to lose your relationship over anything political, bro, either you not fucking her right or she's just not that into you. Because let's be real. My girl gonna vote for whoever I tell her to vote for. We vote for this person. Okay, if your girl is even having a debate over politics with you, you're not doing your job, because the first person you should have brainwashed was your bitch. Like, why have men lost that understanding?
In the words of Kanye, Instagram got your bitch.
Yeah, everyone in your house, my daughter, you can't even tell her shit about
Instagram
Donald Trump.
Instagram got your bitch. You gotta understand, bro, it's a new day and age. These bitches is different. They're not listening to their niggas. They listening to their favorite influencer over their motherfucking ass.
Your girl don't listen. If your word is not law in your house, go get you a new woman, because my woman can't have her own opinion. Whatever I think, that's what she think. Now, some little bullshit, yes, but all final decisions come to me.
No, I agree.
Whether it's a refrigerator or what shoes my daughter gonna get for school. She gonna send me a picture. What you think about these? What you think about these? Like, just leave her now.
No, I agree.
Leave her now because she's gonna leave you eventually. And a lot of men are with women that aren't really there for them or down for them.
You are a rare case, though, bro. You got your high school sweetheart. Y'all got married young. She didn't get to experience the modern day world. She didn't get too much of the feminism mind brainwash programming. So your case is different. It's an outlier.
I had a whole episode of feminism. Stop playing.
Now, but what I'm saying is these guys are having to choose wives from decades of feminist brainwashing mixed in with the last 10, 15 years of social media brainwashing. And then they're having to pick from that and trying to do what you say when for the last 10, 15 years, they've been telling women, okay, be independent, fuck what your husband say, fuck what any man say, period. Listen to your favorite influencer. So they're not going for that shit you talking about. And these bitches is quick to destroy their own family. You see it all the fucking time.
Listen.
So it's like I really don't even got too much to even harp on it because they're not going to listen. These fucking simps ain't going to listen. These bitches for sure ain't gonna listen. It's just kind of like you can lead a horse to the water, you can't make them drink it. The ones who drink, they gonna survive. The ones who don't, you gonna die out.
If she really your girl and she really fucking with you, you should at least be able to reason with her. Now, if you can't reason with your female, then she's not for you because that to she's me puts even your kids in danger. Something happened with you, she got fucking Ike Turner there beating her ass and they ass. So it's just like, look, I'm proud of the black men for standing up and having their own mind, supporting Trump or choosing not to vote or whatever they want to do. Have your own mind, black men. That's how we got to where we are today. Well, that's how we got as far as we got in this country. We're stagnant now. When the black man put his authority down and let his woman take the lead, notice our community stopped moving, right? And in order for our community to start progressing and thriving again, the black man is going to have to pick the mantle of leadership back up. And I think this is going to be the start of it. Like, just either go Trump or go nothing at all. But do not, man, fire that sleepwalking bitch in the words of Sugar Free.
If these niggas looking for wives out here, it's over.
Just go to another country.
You're still looking for that in the West culture, you're not getting it.
Hey, right, you said episode after episode.
That's some good ones out here, bro.
I'm not going to discredit them, but majority of niggas is not. You're not getting what you think you finna get.
It's needles in the haystack, but for the most part, bro, get your bread up, get your money up, get your assets up, get your companies up, get your investments up. Make yourself bulletproof where you ain't got to depend on no woman, and you can have your pick. Anytime that you got to depend on a woman, you're cooked, bro. It's over with. Yep. Stop moving in with these women. Make them move in with you or y'all get a spot together. But under any circumstance, never, ever, ever leave your home to go enter a woman's home, bro.
Right.
Like, that's over with.
I agree.
Unless she is... Like you in a hard spot.
Unless she in a Megan Good position.
Yeah, she in some Megan Good shit. Where she's helping you elevate. You got one of them diamonds in the rough. That's a little different. But for the most part, bro, get your own on your own so you can stand on your own. Because you're going to be that nigga with your shit in the front yard every time she gets the PMSing, sleeping in your damn car until she feel like letting your ass back in the house.
Hey.
Get your shit together, nigga.
Within 3 or 4 days of meeting her, you should hit her up with the, man, I need $300 text.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you got to test your woman, dog. Like, if she ain't willing to part with a whole check for you, she not fucking with you. Like, I tell dudes that all the time.
Man, you ain't getting $300-$400 the third day.
Hey, shit. You don't know nothing about that. But anyway, look, I'm telling you, everything that they not doing for you, they'll do for Pookie and Ray Ray, the nigga dicking them down. If the nigga dick her down and be like, bitch, you vote for Trump, slap her in the back.
This is what you not getting about this air. As long as the simp's paying, these bitches is laying. Yeah. So it don't matter. They getting cashed out. These bitches is getting cashed out 10K and thinking they...
And they cashing it. And it's a dude behind the scenes. They cashing out. Women are the biggest tricks.
I agree with that, but you're not hearing me. Majority of these niggas is not thinking how you thinking.
Right.
Majority of these niggas is willing to hand out first.
They ain't got no pimp in them.
Hey, Viral, I like what you said. Tell other men to get their assets up, all that things up. Because once you get in that position, there's nothing you can't pay for that a woman can do for you. Anything that a woman can do for you, you can pay for it. Whether she cook for you, you can hire a chef. Laundry, you can get somebody fluff and fold. You get what I'm saying? Anything that a woman can provide you, you can go pay for in this world, bro. So like he just said, man, focus on you, King. Get your game up.
Yeah, and do what's best for your pockets. Like, bro, I have a friend. His wife, he's working, and he's like heavily taxed because he makes good money. And he's like, man, I support Trump because I was bringing in more money when Trump was in office. Trump talked about lowering overtime pay. Like, how you going to let your girl make a decision that's going to hurt your ability to make money to feed her, bro? Like, anybody who's doing that is work. That just show you that she'll betray you in an instant. She'll betray you in an instant because she should say, babe, who should we vote for? Because who's best for your finances?
I agree with everything you're saying, bro. And stay stoic. I'm hungry as a motherfucker.
It's time to eat. I knew this nigga was going to talk about food.
It's time to eat. You feel me? I've been fasting.
He got the slave
book
on his face.
Y'all got any final words? Shoulder, it was good to have you back, man.
Man, yeah, I can't
back
wait to come back again, man.
You feel me?
I can't wait to come back, man.
You see the studio? You like...
Nah, shit, man. Life just been life, my nigga. But I'm back, though, now. I mean, back in action.
Show said we ain't got to squeeze in them tiny-ass chairs no more.
Man, listen. Look, we can sit.
Hey, share
life. We that motherfucker like this.
Subscribe to the channel, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend we here. The viral way.
You getting your 50 in today?
You a lame though. You niggas ain't outside. Yeah, we came though. You want your likes, so we put you on the shack.